How long do you need to be faithful towards the Lord? Some people think that you don't need to be faithful at all to get to heaven, but faith is a major part of Christianity, so we should keep being faithful until death. If you're going to be faithful to God, you need to know the definition of being faithful, which is being full of faith in a person or thing. So you're not giving half of your faith, you're not just giving a quarter or some of your faith, but you're giving all of your faith towards the Lord. In James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17, it reads, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Depart in peace, be warmed and filled,' but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." This is saying, if you tell the Lord you're going to give him your faith, but you don't go through with giving him all of your faith, giving him all of your heart, there's no point in even saying it. If you have faith, you will always be tested, but you must always remain faithful to God. Some of our friends would criticize us about our religion. People may not respect our faiths, but God doesn't respect their lack of faith. We must always have faith that God's way is the right way, because if we don't think that God's way is the right way, and if we don't trust him and have faith that it is, then we may be sinning for the rest of our lives. You must have faith that Christ will not let us be consumed by so much sin that we cannot find a way out. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "No temptation has overtaken you except as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." This is saying God will never let you be consumed by so much sin that you will never be able to escape the sin. You will always be able to find a way out of it and a way back to God. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it reads, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and you believe in God, and you have faith in him, and you are constantly seeking him out, you're also looking for him, looking for answers, looking for help, he will reward you greatly in many different ways. In Luke chapter 17, verses 13 through 19, this is a common story. It's about the 10 lepers. "And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' So when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go show yourselves to the priests.' And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except for this foreigner?' And he said to him, 'Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well.'" This one leper had enough faith in God that after he was cleansed, he went and thanked him for all that he has given him, all that he has done for him, when the other 9 lepers probably thought it was just dumb luck that they had been cleansed. In Matthew 10:22, it reads, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved." A lot of people will criticize us, will try and hate us, will make fun of us for us believing in God. But we must always stay with God, be faithful to him, because if we fall off that track, we won't get to heaven. We must trust in him. We must love him. We must forget anything anyone says to try and turn us away from him. And we just got to keep following in that straight line to get to God. Satan will try to convince us to stop being Christians and stop being faithful to God by tempting us and telling us that we work too hard for nothing. He also says we have made no growth compared to other people. As Christians, we should never compare ourselves to other people to start with. And if we have made no growth, then how come Satan is coming for us? He's obviously scared that we're getting closer and closer to God, but he wants us to suffer eternally with him. If we're getting closer to God, then Satan's going to come after us more and more. Some people say they are faithful, but they prefer to put other stuff in front of God, like movies, friends, work. God calls these things idols. In Numbers chapter 21, verses 5 through 9, "And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, 'We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us.' So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live.' So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was. If a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived." The people of Israel didn't have faith that what God was telling them to do was the right thing to do. So God punished them by sending the serpents. So they asked Moses to pray for them for help from God, and God helped them, and they became faithful and listened to God and looked at the serpent and looked at the bronze serpent, and the serpent saved them. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 19 through 20, it reads, "Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God." It is saying here that if you are not faithful to God, if you don't believe in him, if you don't trust him, if you forget about him and you worship something else that is not God, then you will perish and you will be punished because you have left the side of God and gone after something else that you want. In Ezekiel 14, verse 13, it says, "Son of man, when a land sins against me, by persistent unfaithfulness, I will stretch out my hand against it. I will cut off its supply of bread, send famine on it, and cut off man and beast from it." It's saying here that if something sins against God, then God will punish it by cutting off any supply for it to live. It'll cut off man, it'll cut off life altogether. In John chapter 8, verse 44, it says, "You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it." If you are going against God, if you're not faithful, and you start sinning, You start to become a child of Satan. And with that, you start doing all the sins that Satan has sent against you to go away from God. You start lying, you start stealing, you start going more and more away from God. You start doing every sin that's imaginable. The unfaithful can still find faith. They just need to find the right reasons. Christianity is based on faith for God. Some of the commandments deal directly with being faithful to God. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to other gods, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. As Christians, if we go through poverty or losses, we still need to be faithful to God, because he is the only person that can actually help us the way we need to be helped. In this sin-filled world we need to always look for God to help us. If we trust in ourselves, we will be doomed to disappointment. If we trust in our friends, they may let us down. If we trust in our reputation, a foul tongue will ruin it. If we trust in our money, it will be taken from us. If we trust in God, you will never be confounded. We must be faithful unto death, no matter what tries to change that from us.